Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Rachel Braun Schurl is with us. She's the president of Sempre Laboratories. I think I'm saying that correctly. And they make products for women. And she's here to talk to us about issues that you and I face in our businesses. Which is just basically being a small business and finding our way in all the marketplace clutter out there. So she's got that issue going on that all of us deal with. She's going to help us understand how she deals with that. But then there's one other issue that she has that most of us don't have. And she's going to talk to us about that. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Did I say the name of your company correctly?
Perfect.
All right, Sempre, And your last name is Schurl. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Rachel, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correct.
I hear you.
Okay, tell the audience what your company makes.
Our company makes a product called Zestra Essential Arousal Oils. And what that is a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, which is essentially natural products, that are clinically proven to improve arousal, desire, and satisfaction for 70% of women. So that's somewhat of a mouthful, but it's an oil that's topically applied to the woman a couple of minutes before she engages in any kind of intimate activity.
Okay, I think we get it. Okay, so all right. So that's what I meant a minute ago, folks, when I said that Rachel's business. You're a small business owner, just like I am, aren't you?
Yes.
And so you got all the standard, regular stuff that we get issued when we decide to start a small business. But then you've got this other thing, because your product is, as my audience just witnessed, your product is not one that people want to, dig into and talk about a lot, right? So you got an issue. You have an issue with getting the product out there, getting it out there, and letting people know about it.
That's absolutely right. And one of the challenges, as you point out, is it's a topic that many people are not comfortable with. Which is interesting in this environment where folks are talking about Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis all day.
Right.
And there's ads every time of the day or night. This idea of female sexual satisfaction, the positive side, seems to make some groups of people pretty uncomfortable.
Have you noticed, Rachel? And I'm being facetious here. Have you noticed how many double standards there are when men and women are involved together?
It's pretty unbelievable.
I mean, there are double standards for women, and there are double standards for men, right?
And there are different standards. And then when you go down into specific categories, there's even more double standards. So there's some sort of exponential.
I want to pursue this for a second. For example, there's a commercial where the young lady is sitting in the back of a limousine with her coworker and her boss, and she's the smart one. Who knows how to make this thing happen, and she's saying, and my coworker here, John, gets to explain to my boss why he didn't do the one thing he had to do. So, and the guy in the middle, the guy looks like a big dummy. So and here's my point. I'm not saying that the guy wasn't capable of that. My point was, you couldn't have a commercial the other way around.
Probably not.
There couldn't be a guy sitting there saying, and Sally here is going to explain to the boss what a dummy she is. You couldn't have that commercial. That's a double standard.
Absolutely. It definitely goes both ways. And when it comes to the area of sexual satisfaction, the idea of men being from Mars, women from Venus, doesn't even touch the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that these Viagra, Levitra, whatever, these, all these different pills that men take these commercials are obnoxious, and the double entendre, it goes on and on, but we snicker about those. I mean, those seem to be okay. And so anyway, I agree with you. There's a double standard. How do you get around that?
It's interesting. It's quite a challenge. First off, part of our secret sauce, in addition to having a product that really does work and changes experiences for many, many women, is we really try to be very direct. It's not strident. We're not waving a flag. The message is really about all women deserve sexual satisfaction. So we don't try to veer towards too scientific, or much less interesting to us is too pornographic, and really be quite direct that this is an important part of a woman's life and in her relationships.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you just get to the point and make the statement. Now, the good thing for you, the fortunate thing for you, is that you know, women are pretty darn good networkers. Women are better networkers than men are.
That's so absolutely true. What we find
the good thing for you for your product is that once you get, you know, once women find it and they see the benefits of it and it works, you know, they're going to tell their friends.
It's very interesting. It is so effective for so many women, and when they buy it, they use it over and over again, and it becomes part of their regimen, and for some women, even part of their insurance. This way I know it's going to be enjoyable. What's interesting when it comes to sexual satisfaction is the dynamic with women is slightly different in terms of their desire to share. So, for instance, Jim, the reason I might not share something with you, let's say we're social friends and I share something with you, it's likely that you know my partner or I know yours.
Right.
And neither of us would want to say anything that felt like a betrayal. It could also, I could also very likely be saying something fabulous. But the issue is it's really so, so personal in this particular area. You know, women are very comfortable talking about their relationships and the things they like about their partner and the things that they don't.
So,
but when it
so
comes
what
to you, this area,
what you've done, though, I've done a little bit of research on this because I wanted to make sure that I did a good job with our interview. I did, and my point is, this is a very important point for small business owners. You've gone where your customers are, and you've told your story where they congregate, where they show up, and that's the key for small businesses. Don't try to sell your products in places where your profile customer doesn't go.
Exactly, the idea of a captive audience. And one of the things that's interesting about this product...
Oh, you hold on to that thought. Oh, I got to take a quick break. Rachel Braun Sherrill is our guest, folks. We're talking about a very sensitive, very important topic for her and for many Americans, over half of all Americans, and also for small business owners. We're going to talk about this some more right after these messages. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., my favorite city on the planet. Okay, maybe I might like Stockholm a little bit better, but that's they have a beautiful archipelago in D.C. Well, D.C. has the Potomac, I guess. But anyway, as that's where I am, we're having a great time. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Rachel Braun Sherrill is with us, folks. Rachel is the president of Simpre Laboratories, and they make a product for women. And Rachel, tell us I'm going to get you one more time. Tell us the product, tell us what it does, and then I want to talk about and how we can find it, folks can find it, and then I want to talk about the small business angle. Go ahead.
Okay, the name of the product is Zestra Essential Arousal Oils, and it's a topically applied blend of botanical oils and extracts that improves arousal, desire, and satisfaction for 70% of women.
And it's available where?
It's available on our website at www.zestra.com.
Z-E-S-T-R-A.com.
Z-E-S-T-R-A.com.
Yep.
It is also available in some select retailers around the country, including Walmart, Rite Aid, Kmart.
Well, that's pretty select.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So folks, can they find out the different stores on your website where they're available?
Yes, there's a store locator. They can look to see if it's in their area.
Is this a product that men would buy for their wives?
Absolutely. 25% of our purchasers are men, and certainly anecdotally, as well as some data that we've seen in our clinical, it improves the experience for everybody. So
I got you. So okay, now are you the founder of this company?
I am the co-founder with my business partner of 15 years. Her name is Mary Yench, and Quaker BioVentures, which is a very well-respected pharmaceutical healthcare investing company that's based in Philadelphia. And the lead partner there is Adele Oliva, the lead partner on our deal.
Right. So you're still a small business.
We're still a small business.
How many times since you've been a business owner have you looked in the mirror and said, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yes and no. The truth is you can't imagine it until you do it. Mary and I had run a consulting business, a boutique, for 15 years, and we owned a business. But a product business is very different than a service business.
Oh, yeah.
So just the range of things that you need to be concerned about, whether it's manufacturing or regulation or FTC concerns, it's just a very, very broad array of things that you need to be concerned about. And I think every day we are continually amazed. We've been at this a little less than 2 years. Every day we learn something new, and every day we apply something that we have learned in our previous experience.
Well, you've got some pretty heavy hitters talking about this. I mean, I've seen your website. You've been interviewed by some pretty heavy hitters out there talking about this. So that's one thing that your product is it. And if you think about it, in some ways, it's a little bit of an obstacle because of the type of product that it is and the double standards, as we talked about earlier. But it's also something that is the kind of thing that a lot of producers want to talk about because it'll pull an audience in. It's just one of those things. It seems to me that it could cut both ways.
Yes, it's very interesting. People do like talking about it. Mary and I always joke how wherever we go, someone's tapping our shoulder, thinking we're doctors, to ask us questions. But you had asked about the small business angle. What's even more important in our minds, and especially in this category, when you're a small business, is to really have something different. It would be essentially impossible in our minds to have a product that wasn't distinct in any way and a message that wasn't distinct in any way attention.
You've got to have some way of differentiating yourself from everybody else.
And the differentiation for us is this product has claims that no other product on the market has. It's not a pharmaceutical. As far as our clinical,
it's a green product.
All the active ingredients are natural.
Yeah, it's a green product. I mean, that's another angle, right? I mean, it's green.
It's a huge angle because when you look at the women who have sexual concerns or difficulties, which is a huge number, and the number that's even bigger is the one who want improved satisfaction, regardless of where they are. So many of them are on other medications that have libido-lowering properties.
Right.
They have stress. They're in menopause. Whatever the life stage they're in and whatever medications they're on, one of the real benefits of this is that it doesn't have any drug-drug interactions, at least that we found in the clinicals.
Right. So I've got about a minute left. You've got a lot of small business owners sitting at your knee right now, and they'd like to hear at least one pearl of wisdom from you. What would you say to them if you were talking to your little sister or your little brother about, and they were thinking about going into business? What would you tell them right now?
What I would say is find the one or two or three things that are really going to drive your business and focus like a laser on those things. You will not be able to do everything well.
Stay focused and just stay focused on that, as you say, that one, two, or three things. Tell us, give us the website one more time.
www.zestra.com.
Okay, so check it out, folks. It's a very interesting product. Rachel, will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. We'll get you back. Thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on your success, by the way. Rachel Braun Schurl, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Zestra.com. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Couldn't stop. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.